This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. If you fancy yourself a Mr. or Ms. Fix-It, or maybe you're more of a need-a-Ms.-Fix-It kind of person, well, we've got a matchmaking event for you. The Central Vermont Solid Waste District and the Onion River Exchange are working together to host a repair cafe in Hardwick at the end of April. People who have something in need of fixing will find others willing to share their repair expertise. It's a match made in heaven. Joining me now to explain a little bit more is Eric Bachman, Secretary of the Board of the Onion River Exchange, which is a time banking organization in Central Vermont. Eric, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right, so what is a repair cafe?
Well, you can imagine you come into a room Saturday afternoon from 12 to 4.
For example.
And there are a lot of people sitting there at tables with all sorts of tools out there. You go to the registration table and say, I have this to repair. We'll fill out a routing slip, and we'll be matched with the person who can repair your item or who will at least try to repair it. We have no guarantee, but we have people with all sorts of skills there, from gluing to sewing to electronics to woodworking, and then you're matched up with one of these persons. And if they have problems, they all can ask each other, do you know anything about this? Or we look up information, the manual on the internet, and we try to fix it.
You know, I've seen these popping up around the state and elsewhere, and it sounds like they're kind of a wonderful time in addition to people being able to get some help or assistance in fixing things that have sort of stymied them. I mean, it sounds like it's a community building event as much as it is a chance to get something fixed.
Exactly. That's part of the process. We want to, first of all, people who come in, invite them to be part of the process, learning how to fix themselves. You know, you don't own it unless you can fix it. And we also have a table with literature about fixing things. We have a cafe, free drinks and snacks for people. I remember one person at the first one we did in Central Vermont, in Barrie in January, said afterwards, oh, after I got my thing fixed, I just hung around. It was so neat. It was a great atmosphere. Sat there and talked with people and had a great time.
Okay, but you're looking for fixperts in particular. I mean,
right.
For me, I have a lot of things that I could take to have other people help me fix, but not a lot of expertise that I could lend in fixing. So you're looking for the opposite kind of person.
We're looking for volunteers who will help set up, take it down, but also volunteers who will help repair things. And it could be many different experiences you have. And maybe you say, well, I don't really feel totally 100%, but I'll work with somebody who's fixing things. And you work together, you collaborate. Everybody learns.
What kind of things? So what kind of fixperts are you looking for?
Well, it could be somebody who knows how to deal with clocks or watches, bicycles, furniture, woodworking, sewing, textiles, leather, sharpening knives, household appliances, electrical as well as non-electrical, electronic things. It could be anything, toys even, you know, shoes. We got some shoes that came in where the zipper was stuck and so on. So really, it's whatever you can carry in by yourself. No big appliances like
no cars.
No cars. And so we never know what's going to come in, and we can't guarantee anything. But in the last one that we did, the first one in Central Vermont, I would say 20% of the items that came in could not be fixed.
Hmm.
Some of them we fixed right there. About half of them we fixed completely or partially. And some we said, well, you need parts or we need much more time than we have here to fix it. And we send people home with a homework page, you know, a description of what the next steps are to do it yourself.
What were the coolest things that people brought in that you saw?
Oh, it was such a variety, from broken plates to an electrical fireplace. It was just, you know, these things that flimmer and have lights on it. A plastic carousel, which was a toy, which unfortunately we couldn't fix because it was all glued together. And to get in at the motor or the wires, we would have to break it. And so it's a variety of things. Some things you just can't fix. They're manufactured in a way that they're almost not fixable.
Are you a fixpert yourself?
Yes. I've had many years' experience fixing tools and fixing other things. And I've been involved in repair cafes at other places, too.
Eric, you know, we live in a consumer culture, so why not just embrace that and throw it away? It's probably cheaper just to get another one than it is to lug it to a repair cafe and maybe not get it fixed and have to talk to people.
You're right. I mean, if you look only at the money economy, it could be cheaper to throw it away. But look at all the wasted resources that are thrown in the landfill. I mean, that's why the Central Vermont Solid Waste Management District got involved in it. And that's also why the Center for Agriculture Economy, which is our partner in Hardwick, got involved in. They're looking at zero waste. How can we reduce our waste? And some things are so simple to fix. Many things, you know, might have cost something if you get an expert at a shop to fix it, but it could be just a plug at the end of the wire or a wire that came loose.
Why can't people just Google that and figure it out themselves then?
I think there are two important things that you need to have as a fixer. One is curiosity, and the other one is to get over the fear that I can't fix it. The rest is experience and learning. And you're right, people could Google things. But I've stumbled on that myself. You know, I had something I thought, oh, I don't know how to fix it, go to an expert. And the expert said, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to have to Google that. I thought, oh, yes, I could do that too.
But it's still worth it.
Oh, yes. It's such a fun thing to, you know, discover, you know, it's sort of like being a detective. What is wrong here? Why isn't it working? What can I do to fix it? Can I? You know, do we need a part? And that's the fun part. And doing it as a group of people and having a fun time for 4 hours.
You mentioned at one point earlier in our conversation, you know, people have to learn to fix themselves. And I know that what you meant was fix things themselves.
Right.
But it almost sounded as well like there's a little bit of therapy or a little bit of emotional support going on in addition to the actual physical work on repairing an item.
Yes, because people are often scared to unscrew something to see what's inside it. And, oh, that's so complicated, I couldn't fix it. But with enough curiosity and looking around, especially with the internet that provides so much information, there are websites that are dedicated to fixing things, as well as the websites of the various businesses that have the handbook and the manual and the parts description. So there are many possibilities where one could learn it. And so we want to encourage people to take part in that.
All right, so how do people take part in it? Because right now, especially, you're looking for people who can share some level of expertise in fixing things. So how do people get involved?
We have a website where people can sign up. And the next Repair Cafe in Hardwick is on the 28th of April. It's a Saturday from 12 to 4. Please bring your things before 3 o'clock because it takes time to fix things. And we're closing up at 4. And we're also hoping to have additional repair cafes and to have them repeated. Going on maybe every 2 months in the various regions of central Vermont.
That's Eric Bachman. He's secretary of the board of the Onion River Exchange, the time banking organization. Listeners, if you have an expertise or an interest in helping be a fixpert at the Repair Cafe on April 28th, you can email repaircafevt@gmail.com. Eric, thank you so much for talking with us. Good luck.
Thank you very much.